When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart.
Hi, this is Chaplains Timothy Burdick
and Stephanie Burdick,
and we'd like to welcome you to the Visions of Love podcast, reaching out to the spiritually and physically blind throughout the world.
Hello, folks, and welcome to our podcast. In today's episode, we present part two of our interview with Jeff Gullison. He is actively working to bring Islam's to Christianity. We hope you enjoy this inspirational interview, and thank you so much for listening. God bless you.
It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made. When it's all about you, it's all about you. Thank you.
To contact us, all you need to do is go to mynvm.com.
NVM is an acronym for New Vision Ministries.
If you want to contact us, there's a contact form on the website. Or if you don't know Christ or need prayer, please call 507-369-6861. Thank you.
And now for part two of our interview with Jeff Gullison.
So based on that, I was just wondering, in the Western world, we live in so much of a bubble. Could you tell us a little bit about the cost if a Muslim converts to Christianity?
Well, it's different, you know. Different countries are. Some countries would be called Islam moderate. Some are very, very strong fanatic. In Saudi Arabia, as I know, it's totally against the law, and it's going to be certain death if you convert to Christianity or any other religion. It's very plain in Muslim teaching that if a person leaves Islam and apostatizes, he is to be killed. If he repents, he can come back, but if he does not repent, then he's going to be put to death. So that's extreme on one side. Then the other side, sometimes the family will just expel you from the house, expel you from the family. They will say that you're dead to them, that they don't accept you, that you're isolated completely or chased out of the community or chased out of the home. That's probably one of the lighter things they do. Other times you may remain in the home, but that doesn't happen too often. Mostly you're expelled from the home. And so those are the two extremes. In between, there's a lot of things. Sometimes you're reconciled a bit with your family sometimes.
So that's why, you know, it's so much easier, like you say, on the internet, because it's hard to talk to the people about Jesus. Is that correct?
Yeah, my experience is where I work is that if you talk with a Muslim one-on-one, it's very easy to talk to them, and they will listen to you and talk with you and debate with you. On the internet, people can read and study and watch videos. I just noticed the number of people watched our videos this last year was 140 million.
Wow.
They can do that. Now, if it was on TV, they couldn't do that, but on the internet, they can watch TikTok videos and other videos that are 3 minutes long, and nobody knows that they can go out on their own, out in the woods or around the house or in their bedroom, wherever. It's all secret, so nobody knows what they're watching, and they can then investigate themselves apart from fear of intimidation or harassment or persecution or death. They can explore themselves, so that's good.
What are the financial differences between this and other forms of ministry?
Well, if you print a tract anymore, it's a nice colored tract, you're probably going to be paying 75 cents a piece, maybe 50 cents, mm-hmm. maybe a dollar. If it's a good one, I don't know. Little booklets will cost you $1, $1.50. So that's expensive to hand out tracts like that. On the internet right now, we will talk about things on Facebook, and we'll write a little article there and read it, and we'll put a little ad there. We'll say, if you want to know more about this, click here, and then people can click there now, and then they can go and see our videos. Now, the ad on that little Facebook page is about a penny in some countries. You can get 100 people to watch a 3-minute video for a dollar. We know that videos and stuff on videos do stick a little longer than just reading a piece of paper. So for $1, we can get 100 Muslims to hear the gospel. So this last year, what was it? I was just looking a little bit ago here. This last year, we had people spent 1.8 million hours watching our conference. Now, of course, they couldn't do that in their own homes or on TV. They'd be in trouble. But here with a smartphone, you can watch to your heart's desire. You know,
right.
In some, most countries, people are on the smartphone 6 to 8 hours a day. They're on that phone. So
if I was to say to you, I really understand what Jesus talked about as far as the Great Commission, how can I get involved?
Well, the main thing you can do is you can pray. We would certainly like you to pray for this ministry. And all you have to do is just send me an email. And I'd be more than happy to set you up so that you can get a prayer bulletin you can get it every week from me. Just tell me what church you belong to here in the States. That's important, and where you're from. I need to know that for sure. But especially the church you're in, and then I can. I'm trying to be careful. I don't want to cause any problems with Muslims. But sometimes there are people that do like to cause trouble. So if you give me your church name, then I can phone your church to double check stuff. You can send me your email, and I will go ahead and put you on the database, and you can receive a little bulletin from us every week. And it's only 100 words long, and it'll give you one prayer request, and we would like people to pray for us. So here's my email. It's my last name, G-U-L-L, that's like seagull, gull, G-U-L-L-E-S-O-N, so it's Gullison, G-U-L-L-E-S-O-N, and then a capital J, so GullisonJ@gmail.com.
That's great.
Yeah, GullisonJ@gmail.com.
I was going to say, would they do the same thing if they wanted to donate?
Yes, you can email me, and I will explain to you how to donate. I'll send you, in fact, a page. We have a page here on ways to give to this ministry, and I'll just email that to you, and then you can give via the bank, or you can send a check or whatever. But let me just email me, Gullison. Again, I'll give it to you like a seagull, gull, G-U-L-L-E, and then S-O-N, like sun. So Gullison.
Okay.
I'll tell you the story of my name. That'll help you. My grandfather came from Norway, and his name was Ericsson. And he said he's coming to America, and he says there's so many Ericssons in Sweden and Denmark and Norway. I don't want to be an Ericsson anymore. I'm going to a new country. I'm going to have a new name. So his father's name was Gulle, G-U-L-L-E. That was his father's name. And so he put S-O-N on the end of it, G-U-L-L-E-S-O-N. And that's my family name. And then my name is Jeffrey, so you can just put a J. So GullisonJ@gmail.com.
Okay. What would you say is the biggest concern on your heart as far as reaching Muslims?
The biggest concern right now is the lack of prayer. Islam is a growing religion, not so much by conversion anymore, but by birth. They have a lot of children. And there's probably 1.6, 1.7 billion Muslims in the world. They're overtaking Christianity because their birth rate is so high and Christian birth rate is so low. Maybe in 50 years, they'll be the largest religion in the world if the Lord tarries. So we need to pray for them, that God will touch their hearts. And we know that the internet, the smartphone, is probably one of the best ways we've ever had, because we see more Muslims becoming Christians today in all of history. Millions, in fact, are becoming Christians, but there's billions that need to hear the gospel. So prayer is really important, and we're trying to get more and more people to pray. So if people would, if you send me an email and say you'd like to pray, the little bulletin we put out, it's called the 100 Word Update, and it's exactly 100 words, and it's got one prayer request on it, and you can pray for it easily, and there's a button there that says that you want to unsubscribe. You can unsubscribe if you wish, but we'd love to have people sign up for that. So just send it to GullisonJ, GullesonJ at gmail.com.
Okay. I was just curious, on a personal note, what drives you as far as the Muslim ministry?
Well, it's not specifically the Muslim ministry, but the Lord gave us a very, very clear command in the Bible that I think we all need to really pay attention to, and I'm going to read that to you now. It says, this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world to all the nations. All the nations there is just, it's translated from panta ta ethne. Panta is the Greek word for all. We have Pan-American and stuff like it. Pan just means all. And ta ethne, ethne, E-T-H-N-E, that's ethnic. That's from an ethnic group. That's from, so basically, panta ta ethne means all the ethnic groups. Yeah. So this gospel of the kingdom will be preached to, in all the world, to all the nations, that is, to all the ethnic groups. And then the end will come. Now, most Christians get excited about the end times. They talk about it. They say, well, there's going to be wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes and famine and all those kind of things. That's true. Jesus talks about that in Matthew 24. But then he puts in this one verse. This one verse is said by Jesus. He said, how are you going to really know when the end will come? Well, he says the end's going to come when the gospel is preached to all the ethnic groups in the world. Well, we know exactly how many ethnic groups are in the world. This morning I was praying for an ethnic group in a country that had 4,000 members. And as far as we know, there are no Christians in that 4,000 ethnic group. Now, maybe they've heard the gospel already. I don't know. Possibly they have. But Jesus is counting, and we can count, because an ethnic group basically has their own language, generally has their own language, and they're usually isolated a bit. So our goal is to touch every ethnic group. Now, the nice thing with the internet, that we can touch all the ethnic groups, because all the ethnic groups in most countries can speak some market language or a national language to a certain extent. So we're able to reach all the ethnic groups with the smartphone for the first time in history.
Now,
in Asia, there are tens of thousands of islands that have people living on them. And sometimes there's certain tribes on those islands. The islands are small. And we can actually touch every one of those islands with the gospel now with the smartphone. But we never can do that before. And we actually know, when I tell you a minute ago that, I told you a minute ago that last year we had 140,592,003 video views. We know that because the computer tells us that we had the three. It gives us the exact count on the number of people that watch our videos, or the number of video views we had, the exact hours that they watch them, how many. So we calculate that. At the end of the year, we can just the computer calculates it all for us. It's all there. We're not making anything up. And so we know every time we reach another island, or how many people we're reaching, that's plain. We don't even have to guess. When you have a radio program, you're kind of guessing how many people listen. You have some idea, but you're never 100% sure. But when we say there's 140,592,003, that's exactly how many people watch your videos.
Wow. Well, we just really wanted to thank Jeff for coming on. We really appreciate that. And everybody, if you would take this really seriously, email Jeff. And let's get those prayer statistics up, because prayer really changes things, and we need to do that. So I need to do that, and I will do that. But it's just something that I'm concerned about. Too many people think about prayers in a nominal way, but this is the way that we can unlock the power of God. And I just wanted to invite everybody to come to our website, myndm.com, just hopefully for some encouragement and just any motivation that you need. But thank you very much again, Jeff, for being here. God bless you, and thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a good day. Bye
now. Thank you. Thank you.
You've enjoyed this, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. God bless.
Thank you, and God bless you.